Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. March 2019 was record warm across much of Alaska. Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman says almost everywhere north of the Alaska Range and on the west coast north of Bristol Bay registered the warmest March on record. The National Weather Service says the average temperature at Fairbanks was 27.6 degrees, a half degree warmer than the previous record set in March 1981. March 2019 was also record warm at Kotzebue, where the temperature averaged 23 degrees, and at Ukiagvik, where the March average was 5.9 degrees. A group of four Palmer snowmachiners are lucky to be alive this week after triggering a large avalanche Saturday in the eastern Alaska Range, escaping without any injuries. The slide caught three of the four members of the party and partially buried two of them. Dustin Scalisi, the youngest member of the party, said it took about 30 minutes to dig out one of the buried snow machines, but the most extensive damage was a cracked side panel. Scalisi was caught but not buried in the slide. He estimated the avalanche that created the debris pile was at least 300 yards across and 500 yards long. Thousands of snow machiners will converge on the same area of the eastern Alaska Range next week for the Arctic Man Snow Machine Festival, which begins on Tuesday. The City of North Pole is moving forward with expansion of its municipal water system. City Services Director Bill Butler says an ordinance advanced by the City Council Monday authorizes the city to move ahead on design and engineering for extension of water service to Moose Creek.
The project before the council is to do the full engineering design of pipe sizes, where they're going to go on the ground, how they're going to cross the flood control channel, and where the mains will go in the community of Moose Creek.
The community of 750 people needs an alternate water supply because their groundwater is contaminated with PFAS, chemicals from firefighting foams used at neighboring Eielson Air Force Base. The City Council advanced the ordinance Monday and will consider final approval April 15th. The measure would provide $2.5 million to pay for completion of the design, which Butler says would enable phase one of construction.
The project would go to bid in December 2019 for construction in 2020.
A Fairbanks man was killed in a heavy equipment accident along the Rampart Winter Road. Alaska State Troopers report that 65-year-old Robert Appleford was driving a bulldozer pulling a trailer. Troopers say investigation indicates Appleford got stuck and was attempting to unhitch the trailer when the bulldozer slid backwards. Appleford was severely injured and was found by a group hiking the winter road on Sunday. They say life-saving measures were attempted, but Appleford died. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.